Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. You are all aware of the terrible violence and atrocities going on right now in the Middle East, pertaining to Israel, pertaining to Jerusalem, the terrorist attacks by Hamas, the international community's half-hearted support, if any, of Israel while condemning Israel at the same time, blaming Israel for the violence. And the UN is talking about the possibility of an outright war in the region, in the area. So what does it all mean? And how did it all start? And what does it mean for us? At the end of the program, I have a very important announcement, and you should stay tuned to listen to that announcement. But right now, I'd like to quote from the Daily Mail, which summarized the event, saying that neither Israel nor Hamas are willing to end the violence. And as I said, UN has warned of a full-scale war as the number of Palestinians killed in airstrikes reached 83 on Thursday. But the Jerusalem Post put the finger on what really caused this problem. They wrote on May 13, "The explosion of violence appears to have come from nowhere, but has deep roots. Communities were waiting for the spark to ignite the inferno on May 11 and 12. That spark came with the end of Ramadan and the Al-Aqsa Mosque incidents, when Israeli police entered the mosque to disperse protesters on May 10 and 11. Images shared on social media showed Israelis cheering at the Western Wall on Jerusalem Day as a tree burned on the Temple Mount near Al-Aqsa. The video made it appear as if the mosque itself was ablaze. Now, in fact, the tree was about 10 meters away from the mosque, and the fire was quickly put out, and the mosque wasn't damaged. But Reuters wrote on May 10 that witnesses offered contradicting accounts about whether the flames were caused by Palestinians who had thrown fireworks at police or by a police stun grenade. Now, this time nothing happened to the mosque, but we can see, can we not, how quickly these things can change. In the past, there was already an attempt made, at least one, maybe more, to blow up the mosque. Didn't succeed. Now we have a situation where a fire broke out close to the mosque. Didn't destroy the mosque at that time. Now, why is the Al-Aqsa Mosque so important? The Associated Press wrote on May 7 that the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound is the third holiest site in Islam. The site is also the holiest site for Jews, who refer to it as a temple mount and revere it as a spot where the biblical temples stood. It has long been a flashpoint for Israeli-Palestinian violence and was the epicenter of the 2000 Palestinian uprising. And so the Arabs, according to the Jerusalem Post dated May 9, they widely condemned Israeli police violence during clashes with worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday, and the Islamic movement in Israel urged Palestinian families to increase their travels to the mosque, and on Sunday, Jordan warned Israel from continuing its barbaric behavior at Al-Aqsa. Now, when it comes to Al-Aqsa, when it comes to the mosque itself and the compound and the Temple Mount, we have not too long ago written a Q&A, and you can find it on our website. It's titled, "What are some of the next major events that have to happen prior to or just at the beginning of the Great Tribulation?" And in this article, we talk about the necessity that the Al-Aqsa Mosque will have to be removed, will have to be destroyed, will have to be demolished, because it's going to be the spot where the third temple will be built. And we talk about some different scenarios as to how that could happen. And when you read that article, and we can send you a free copy as a reprint, and as I said, you can find it on our website, you might be surprised about the similarities as to what we say in the article and as to what is happening right now. The Bible makes it very clear that a third temple is going to be built. prior to the return of Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it very clear that animal sacrifices will be brought at the temple, in the temple, or definitely on the Temple Mount, and something dramatic is going to happen then. You see, we have an article by Fox News, dated May 13, according to which Turkish President Erdogan, the archenemy of Israel, has told Russian President Putin that Israel should be given a strong and deterrent lesson and that an international protection force should be considered to shield the Palestinians. Well, it's not going to be the international community which is going to do that, but it's going to be a mighty, powerful army of a united Europe under the leadership of a person called the Beast in the Bible. They will occupy Israel. They will invade the Promised Land. They will occupy that third temple, showing that a third temple has to be in existence. They will suppress the animal sacrifices. It's going to be a European power. It's going to be a European army. Now, we haven't reached that point yet. Europe doesn't have an army yet. It's going to have it soon. That's why we can say that what we are seeing right now, these are not the end-time developments of the final war, the war which will end all wars, because when that happens, the whole world will be involved. But you see, Jesus Christ warns of that. He says, then, not now, but then, there will be great tribulation. A time so bad, it has never happened before, it will never happen again. And Christ also says that unless he were to intervene, unless those days would be shortened, no human being would survive. We are talking about a world war fought with nuclear weapons, with biochemical weapons, which would be erasing humanity from the face of the earth. And the Middle East then will have definitely a great role to play in this. But you see, we haven't quite reached that point yet. But Christ also said, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Because you see, if it weren't for the elect, then nobody would survive. They too would be destroyed. Now some feel, oh well, you know, he's talking about the Jews today, the state of Israel, that he's talking about Christianity today, or he might be talking about the modern descendants of the house of Israel today, wherever they are, right? No, he's not talking about any of them. He's talking about the elect's sake. He's not talking about the Jews. He's not talking about nominal Christians. Both the Jews and nominal Christians are at odds with Jesus Christ. How can I say this? Now, when Christ was here on this earth, as a man, he always had confrontations with the strong leadership and all the different sects and groups of Judaism at the time. They rejected him. They rejected what he was teaching. Judaism rejects him today. They don't believe that he was a Messiah. They don't believe that you have to accept him as their personal savior in order to obtain and inherit salvation. When it comes to nominal Christianity, they reject Jesus Christ as well. They don't believe what Jesus Christ taught. They don't believe that he didn't come to destroy the law and do away with the law. They don't believe in the true Jesus of the Bible. They have done away with the holy days commanded by God, have replaced those holy days with their own holidays, which are based on paganism. They believe in a false god, pray to a false god. They are at odds with Jesus Christ. So they are not the elect, but who are they? Who are those for whom Jesus Christ will come to shorten those days? Now you could be part of them. You could be part of them. But you need to know why Judaism and nominal Christianity and, of course, all the other religions are at odds with Jesus Christ. And we have a very important booklet which we would like to offer to you free of charge. So please listen to the announcement which is following right now. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Why were the various religious groups, who were all part of the Jewish establishment, at odds with Jesus when he was on this earth? What is the modern Jewish perspective as it relates to Jesus and the biblical teaching about the coming of the Messiah? Does traditional Christianity believe and accept the true Jesus today, or do they believe in a counterfeit, thereby rejecting the Jesus Christ of the Bible? To request a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org.